This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
On Star 94, Feel Good Throwbacks.
Welcome into the Full Time Report. It is Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here on Star 94. And we're going to get to a lot of different aspects about what we saw today in a little bit throughout the next hour, but I do want to go ahead and put the call out because you and I, Garrett, have always forgotten to do this, and so let's go ahead and get it out the way at least one time here early. We are going to be taking your comments and your questions on social media, so if you have Twitter /X, make sure to tag us at Abe Gordon, at GChapATL. We will respond and read some of your thoughts and take some of your questions as well. So, look, Garrett, this was unfortunately a result we were somewhat expecting. It was always going to be tough for Atlanta United to go on the road, miss who they were missing, and come away with a result. I think you and I were mildly hopeful that you could find a way to grab a point. Unfortunately, you fall 2-0. That didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, I was cautiously optimistic that they'd be able to go up to Toronto and get a result, and they just weren't able to put it all together. I mean, ultimately, that's just what it comes down to. It's just you're missing too much firepower.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Nick Firmino comes in, and he plays all right, and not Thiago Almada at the end of the day. And I mean, at the very top, you lose Yorgos Giakoumakis. There's a reason he's in the lead, tied for the lead in Major League Soccer for the Golden Boot standings, because you can put the ball in the back of the net really effectively, right? And on top of that, weather conditions are terrible, but like Mike Conti mentioned, the other team had to play in those two. So
sure they were
can't
that bad.
Really
it's a little cold.
Use that.
It wasn't that bad. Come on.
Can't really use that as an excuse on a match like this because the other team did have to play in it. But ultimately, we didn't finish our opportunities. Sabo Ljubičnica had two opportunities that he had a chance to put in the back of the net. He wasn't able to put those in there. And at the end of the day, it's just they weren't able to get it done. And it's disappointing.
And look, I wrote this down. I don't take many notes. You take a lot more than I do. Sloppiness out of the back, I think, cost you twice, once in the first half, once in the second half. And we'll diagram exactly what we mean specifically when we discuss the goals. But I do want to get to a quick statistical report. This statistical recap is brought to you by Piedmont. Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Look, there's no way to sugarcoat this, Garrett. It's not pretty. Possession was favorable, 51.7% for Atlanta United. But the shots, 21-7 Toronto. The shots on goal, 10-3 in favor of Toronto. And XG, a very telling story. 2.9 for Toronto compared to 0.6 for Atlanta United. The game felt a little bit closer. The chances were there. They finished theirs. You didn't finish yours for Atlanta United. But the stats don't lie, unfortunately, in this one.
And one thing that Jason Longshore talked a lot about at halftime that we didn't really see a lot of necessarily was you have to be more disruptive. You have to force more turnovers. And you didn't see that as much as we would have liked in that second half. It was a little bit better than it was in the first half, but they were completing nearly 90% of their passes in that first half. It drops down to about 87% in the second half. Ultimately, if the weather conditions are bad, you have to force their hand. And they just weren't able to get that done on the backside. And look, you talked about giving the ball away a couple of times on the backside. I mean, you have a new starter in Noah Cobb. You have a new starter in Hernandez. I mean, when that's the case, it's just tough. It's just tough.
There was about a 10, 12, maybe even 15-minute stretch when it was a one-goal game where it felt like Atlanta United was going to find a way to get one. And as part of that came one of the shots that Saba had. Part of that came was one of the headers. Unfortunately, a little bit too weak there on that. Those are some of your shots there. But unfortunately, it did not come in that span, and Toronto did regain control, eventually score, go up 2-0, and for the most part, that was that. But as we continue here on the full-time report, we always have to get our man of the match. Just want to remind and update the standings. Just a reminder, we are keeping track this year. And so what we have was Brad Guzan in the opener, that loss at Columbus. Giakoumakis, though, twice. The hat-trick hero against New England, and then obviously an assist to Saba a week ago, a goal a week ago. That was his second man of the match. Garrett, who do we have today taking home the honors?
So today I'm kind of leaning with Brooks Lennon. I mean, he was involved on both ends of the pitch. He created both of the opportunities the best opportunities that I think we had this evening. He created both of those opportunities, and then he was involved on both sides. He was active on defense. He was active in the attack. And look, at the end of the day, it's tough in a situation like this where you go on the road and lose 2-0. I mean, you could point to Brad Guzan. He had 8 saves today. If it wasn't for Brad, there's a very good chance that you lose this match 5-0 or something like that. It was a brutal situation there.
All right, this is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman live on Star 94. Let's go ahead and check into BMO Field there in Toronto, where Gonzalo Pineda has just taken the podium.
Change of pace and change of, intensity in the final third. And yeah, a couple of things that were missing. But yeah, congrats to Toronto. They deserve the victory. And yeah, the conditions, the weather, of course, it was difficult to move the ball. Times was frozen and that, but yeah, it was for both teams. So yeah, no, not excuse.
Can you go through some of the decisions in the lineup choices you made tonight to replace the typical starters? Started Tiago on down, McCarty, Noah Cobb. Why then?
Well, basically, because that's what we had available, and also we had faith on all of them. It's like, even now, I'm proud of the effort they put in. Even in the 2-0, they continue fighting and creating a couple half chances and sprinting in behind and making some crosses. And yeah, we fight till the end. But so again, I believe in them, regardless of the score, the result. We need to continue working, and yeah, need to be better. But the choices, I mean, Noah, I think, deserves the start. He's been doing very good in preseason. Dax the same, Ronald the same. I mean, Tyler's been doing amazing in the training sessions. I felt like it was a good opportunity for the kid. Jamal's been doing also very good, and Nick Firmino. So yeah, we had a good starting 11. No complaints on that.
What went wrong on the goal that they scored late in the first half in your mind?
Well, at times we rely on we talk a lot about winning duels, winning tackles, and it was a bit unfortunate in the first tackle from Saba. The rebound comes to them. We can do better at putting more numbers on the side. So those type of 50-50 balls are for us. But they were the first one to get there. And after that is the brilliance of Insigne that starts to make that play and plays a very good ball. And then we were kind of in a bad position to tackle the guy that was dribbling inside. So yeah, there were a few things there tactically, but eventually, it comes to winning some of those duels. And when you lose some of those, that's the difference to get the goal. The second one, yeah, a little bit of a rebound there after a good save from Brad. Was that offside? It was too tight, I think, to make a really, really change in the decision. So yeah, some of those things we will correct after the film.
In the second half, before they got the second, it felt like there was a rhythm and things started to click a little bit. Was it honestly just getting acclimated to the conditions and same game plan and it just started to work?
Well, it started to be a couple of things. First of all, the first half, their man-for-man pressing was effective in some moments. In some others, I think we could have done better after, you know, playing the balls to Jamal. And if we can come to support Jamal a bit better, maybe we can get something behind. The moments we really break that high pressure, we were not able to change the pace and make the right pass at the right moment or the right route. Couple balls in behind that we played too long to Brooks, a couple one play on the left side in the first half where we were balancing very well, we should have put an attack and a miscontrol from Saba, but again we were missing a bit of those quality moments that we normally have, so we need to do better on that. Some other moments we couldn't get out of the pressure and we have to do better at holding the ball and then come to support and play 1-2s to get out of the zone of pressure, so again we'll continue working on that, on those things. But yes, there was a moment where we were unbalancing a little bit in the pressure and we were getting out of situations, but then we didn't pass the right overpass and change the pace and kind of create more danger in the final third. We're not able to do that and we need to correct it.
Two more for me, I think, are short. Rios made his debut. What do you think of his performance?
I think he looked very good. I don't know how he looked from the outside, but to me, he was able to connect some passes. He can have some composure on the ball and then play outside, play the right pass at times. So, again, the physicality from Jamal was very helpful in certain moments, the runs in behind. And there were some fouls there on him that at least we had some presses on the up front. But Daniel Rios seems to be a guy that also knows how to drop, how to connect passes. And then he was sprinting inside the box. It was a limited time. We wanted to see how he is fitness-wise. And I think he looks okay.
The last one, post-game, was there not conversation between the benches result, during the match?
A little bit of frustration there in the voice of Gonzalo Pineda. We're going to react to that in just a moment. We'll also take you through some of the highlights and I guess we always call it the lowlights of what we saw today in a 2-0 defeat for Atlanta United. It is the Full-Time Report continuing here on Star 94.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full-time. On Star 94, Feel Good Throwbacks.
Welcome into the Full-Time Report. Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon, as Atlanta United falls to Toronto FC 2-0. In very windy, cold conditions up there north of the border, and with starters out four because they were called up by their national teams. Manager Gonzalo Pineda had several decisions he had to make today. Up top, he goes with Jamal Traoré in place of leading goal scorer Yorgos Giakoumakis, and Nick Firmino in place of Thiago Almada. Dax McCarty in place of Bartek Slesh, Noah Cobb in place of injured Steon Gregerson in the center back. Ronald Hernandez in place of Caleb Wiley at left back. And one very interesting move that he made, Abe Gordon, Tyler Wolf in place of Jean De Silva on the left wing. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, before the game, I did kind of think it was to help out defensively. You know, it's a situation where you're replacing key components on every level, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just we got to find a way to score because Giakoumakis is out. No, you've got to find a way to create because Almada is out. But you also got to find a way to defend the transition mm-hmm. because Schlisch is out. You got to find a way to defend their goal scorers because Greg, I mean, it is on every single level you can find, you're replacing people. And so you probably just wanted a little bit more defensive help, and that's maybe why you throw Wolf in there. But you saw later in the second half when the subs are made, you do bring him, Silva, back on because you need to find a goal somewhere. Unfortunately, it did not happen. It was going to be such an uphill battle because, again, when you're dealing with guys on every single level, and not on the outside, Garrett, this is right through the spine.
Yeah,
this is the entire center of your lineup. Mm-hmm. Gregerson, and I know Moyamba's there too, but Gregerson, Schlisch, Almada, and Giakoumakis, that's the entire center of your team. Gone. And so I know he's trying to plug and play and find guys, but that's just so far. I mean, Almada and Gigi are two of the top, I don't know, 10 or 15 players in this league. Trying to replace
10
them.
Or 15. I'd say
I'm trying to be
much,
like.
Much shorter list
yeah,
than
I'm
that.
Trying to
yeah.
be somewhat generous to the yeah. rest of the MLS, but I tend to agree with you. It was going to be a near impossibility to get it done today. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do it. But they fought hard. They fought well. There were some bright spots. I do think there were some. And look, we talked about Noah Cobb early on, right? Mm-hmm. And this was a situation where we saw how disastrous it was when he was called into this spot a year ago. It was far from that. Has he learned? Could there have been some things he could have done better? Mm-hmm. Certainly. Will he improve because of this? Absolutely. But I don't think he was ultimately a disaster, nor was really anyone. I mean, it was 2-0, and that's going to happen on the road.
Yeah, and these sorts of things happen, especially when you have a bunch of dudes who haven't played a lot together. We saw them in the preseason, but it's hard to get a full sample size when you're playing without much on the line in those situations. And ultimately, Noah Cobb, I think he earned himself some future starts if and when Steon Gregerson misses extended periods of time. Let's knock on wood. Hopefully that's not the case. Of course, all of that is still to be determined. But the rest of the lineup still included Saba Ljubljanica, central midfielder Tristan Moyamba, like you talked about, and then Brooks Lennon, who we had as our man of the match, Derek Williams and Brad Guzan. But look, at the end of the day, this is a squad that falls to 2-5-4 without all three of its designated players. Very difficult to win when you're in those types of situations. But let's get to some of these highlights from this match. 2-0 was your final score. Toronto FC gets the win over Atlanta United. And highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And, of course, we're going to start it off with a Toronto FC goal because Tyrese Spicer gets them on the board. The number one overall pick in the MLS Super Draft comes in with the score.
Coasio out of center circle up to Longstaff, squared out to the left into the run of Rosted. Hands it off to Insigne, knocked away by Saba. Insigne in the second ball, plays it up to Kerr. Now it's Spicer at the top of the 18, shot score. Atlanta United unable to scramble out of that jam. A couple giveaways, the final goes to Kerr for Spicer, who plants it home to make it 1-0.
John De Silva subs onto the pitch right after halftime, of course, and they go into the locker room 1-0 down on the road. And John De Silva comes in 63rd minute. Looks like they start building up a little bit of momentum. Atlanta United does, and it ends in this opportunity for Saba Ljubljanica.
John De Silva all the way to the corner flag and then lets it roll out off a tip of Coasio for a throw. Thrown in quickly, top of the box. Here's Moyamba ahead to Firmino. Back to Saba. Shot wide of the near post.
Deflected wide.
Not a lot of opportunities for Atlanta United in this one. Of course, we have a couple more. Derek Williams gets some off of some set pieces. And Atlanta United looks like they're starting to build some momentum. I wrote down on my notes, a goal has to be coming soon, but against the run of play, Prince Owusu puts one in the back of the net.
Looked like there was a push there that was not called against Babika. However, it is McCarty giving it away to Osorio. Bernardeschi now, right side of the 18, not getting a shooting lane. Sending it up top, here's a shot. Diving save, Guzan, rebound score, Owusu. smile, Toronto, as Atlanta United's misfortune in this stadium continues.
Yeah, and you talked about it, Garrett, and I thought you were spot on. There was a chunk of that game where it did feel like a goal was coming. When Princess Iwusu, though, scores in the 71st, it felt like the bottom dropped out. It felt like the push wasn't there anymore, and that was pretty much game at that point. So I was feeling the same way you were, and we heard Mike and Jason talk about it. They were knocking on the door, but then that goal comes, and that was pretty much all she wrote for the game, even though there were still 20-plus minutes left to play.
Yes, and after that, Atlanta United falls to 0-2 on the road in some below-freezing temperatures. Wind speeds of up to 13 miles an hour in this one, and Atlanta United doesn't have a punch to give in this one, and they fall 2-0. Coming up here on the other side, the full-time report is going to... We're going to continue our conversation. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, as Atlanta United falls on the road to Toronto FC on Star. This is the full-time report on Star 94.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to the full-time report.
On Star 94, Feel Good Throwbacks.
Welcome back into the full-time report live on Star 94. It is Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. Just a reminder, coming up very shortly here on the full-time report, we will be taking your thoughts and questions, so make sure to send them in. We've got a couple in line already on Twitter, at GChapATL. At Abe Gordon as well. We've got some interesting thoughts we're going to bring your way based on what you guys send us on social media. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000, courtesy of that nice performance a week ago. And it was all, you know, I know the scoreline is what it was, Garrett, but I did think it was a pretty strong performance from Brad Guzan. I, you know, if you want to criticize maybe the second goal where he spilled it in front of net, I mean, it was a good save down low to get it, and unfortunately it sat there. But I thought this was an opportunity. He had a header right in front of net that he had to parry over the bar. I thought that was a strong save, and a couple strong saves from Goose. His question coming into the year is, what sort of form would he be in trying to hold off Josh Cohen? I think, again, despite the two road losses, I think he's looked pretty strong here.
He has looked very strong. 8 saves this evening, and I don't lay this one at his feet at all. I mean, you do mention the fact that the second goal was maybe he could have done a
little
bit more.
If we're being overly critical.
If we're being overly critical, which I'm not going to be overly critical, because he really kept them in this match for the most part. I mean, the first goal, I mean, there's not much you can do there. That's more a situation where Noah Cobb and Brooks Lennon let a guy get in the back. And when that happens and they get into space, it's impossible. He had to defend an entire net, and that's just impossible to do unless you just guess perfectly. And so I'm not going to blame Brad Guzan at all. I think he played pretty well today, and especially considering the wind conditions. I mean, when you're a keeper and you're in the back of that net, and look, that wind whips up there in Toronto, and especially when it gets cold. I mean, Jason Longshore talked about it a lot. It's these guys can't feel their feet. They don't know what's going on out there. I mean, and it's cold, man. It's cold.
You know how I feel about that. I'm not sure I'm buying that. Can't feel your toes. That's why the ball dribbled out of bounds. But that's all right. They were in it, so maybe they have a better feel for that than I do. Let's take a look around the MLS. We got some interesting action that's happened. We talked about it earlier today. Chicago and New England played to a 1-1 draw. And the New York Red Bulls beat Inter Miami 4-0. There was a hat trick in that game. That was earlier on. But now we go to some of the action that coincided with Atlanta United. We talked about it. The Columbus Crew manager Wilfred Nancy was out due to illness today. They go on the road to Charlotte and drop 2-0. Charlotte And I know, you know, we have some fun at their expense as much as we can. They have been outstanding at home this year, so they hold home serve in that one. Cincinnati at home beats NYCFC. Orlando at home beats Austin. We know about Toronto and Atlanta. Real Salt Lake, though, goes on the road to Vancouver and gets a win. Just moments ago, LA Galaxy take a 3-2 lead against the Kansas City. That's in the 84th minute. In the 85th minute, DC and St. Louis are tied 2-2. And just before halftime, it is scoreless in Colorado with the Houston Dynamo visiting on the road. Couple games just about 5-6 minutes from starting there is Nashville at LAFC, Philly at Portland, and Seattle at San Jose. And when you look at the tables now, Garrett, Cincinnati, who we know was the supporter shield last, they're now back atop the East with 11 points. Miami, New York, Columbus, Toronto all tied with 10 points, Montreal and Charlotte with 7, Atlanta United right behind them with 6. But, of course, there's still plenty of action to figure out, and some teams could be moving up.
And one of the biggest things that I've seen in the – it's early. It's really, really early in the season. It's impossible to make too many snap judgments from this. But Toronto, top five team in the Eastern Conference. Not a lot of teams fully expected that. I mean, they're the Wooden Spoon winner last year, finished dead last in Major League Soccer. But, look, they've played well. The John Herdman's squad has really played well. I mean, they've gotten him he's gotten buy-in from these guys. And look, we talked about how Atlanta United was dealing with a lot of injuries and players who were missing. Toronto had a lot of players missing. And then they dropped more players as the match went on. I mean, it was just a left and right. Insigne misses the entire second half. And he's one of their best players, you know? And look, no excuses for Atlanta United in this one. But look, at the end of the day, road match condition. I mean, you have to win on the road. You have to win on the road. And now they fall into 3-0 goal aggregate in their two matches, and they're 0-2.
Yeah, and look, I think you can – the thing for me is I feel like you can kind of write them off, and that's what can be troubling as a mindset, right? And I do want to give Toronto credit, by the way, because they are tied with Cincinnati for fewest goals allowed this season. They've allowed just 2 goals in the 5 games that they've played, same with Cincinnati. Look, you go on the road, season opener, right? Columbus is getting the ring, hanging the banner, doing that whole shindig. They're doing what? Cruise-miss, as we had some fun with. And so you fall 1-0 there. That's one of the best teams in the MLS. Not too much shame from that one. You now go on the road tonight, and it's one of those things where you're missing 5 starters, including some absolute world-class talent out of the MLS, and you're not able to get it done there. And it's just one of those things where I don't want to, but I am making excuses for this team. Like, we kind of expected they were going to come away tonight with 0 points. We were hopeful that that would not be the story, but unfortunately that is. I think there's going to be opportunities, though, throughout this season when they get back to full strength. Hopefully Steon Gregerson can return soon as well. That you're going to have chances to get some points on the road this season, and they're going to need to because we know how much it affected them in terms of the table a year ago.
Yeah, and look, this is a team that's coming back home. Hopefully we get some of these guys back for Chicago when they come to Atlanta. I think that we might get a couple. We may not have all at full fitness just because they're playing midweek matches like we talked about in the Five Stripes Countdown earlier on this evening. But look, I know that we're going to be back full strength by the time we get to NYCFC April 6th up there at Citi Field, or excuse me, up in New York. But look, at the end of the day, you have to perform on the road. And half of your matches are on the road. And if you do not get performances, the same type of performance from your guys on the road, this was a problem in 2023. It was a point of emphasis this offseason. And I hope that this is not a sign of things to come.
Coming back here on the Full-Time Report, final chance to get your questions and comments in. I see some comments from Chris Berg. I see some comments from Chris Hutchinson, Kevin as well. We'll read your thoughts and react to them on the other side. It's Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. Send your thoughts in now at Abe Gordon, at GChapATL on Twitter, and we'll get that done for you. It is the Full-Time Report on Star 94.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Welcome to the Full-Time Report. Tennessee 2-0 up there north of the border. And like the weekend suggests, it was kind of chilly, you know, and couldn't really feel your face. And as Jason Longshore said, these guys probably couldn't feel their feet. 13-mile-an-hour winds, sub-freezing temperatures up there north of the border in the Great White North, where there's probably snow on the ground. I would not be... Actually, I think from Mike Conti's picture, I think we did see snow. And if you saw him on Twitter, they looked pretty chilly. But Abe Gordon and I are here giving you all of your reactions. This is the full-time report. And we are taking your questions on Twitter. So make sure to send it our way, at Abe Gordon, at GChapATL on Twitter. But Abe, you just seem to, you don't like this thought that it was really cold up there.
I just don't. Look, I've lived in the cold weather climates. I think you can manage it. Handle it. It wasn't in like the single digits. I mean, it was fine. It was, you know, you don't lose feeling that quickly.
That's cold is cold. Well, we saw it on the pitch today. Of course, Ronald Hernandez struggles on the back side. Lots of new starters, lots of normal starters, guys that you would see out there. Steven Gregerson dealing with a knee injury. Yorgos Jakimakis playing over there in Europe alongside of Bartek Sliż playing for his Polish national team. Thiago Almada is gone. I mean, look, we lost a lot of starters in this one, and I think it was pretty obvious. You first three matches of the season, you have the exact same starting lineup, Abe Gordon, and today it's just not the case. And I don't know if it was a lack of chemistry. I don't think it was necessarily that, but it looked a little choppy at times. Looked like they could have built a little bit more chemistry. There wasn't much of buildup. I know one of my three keys to the match today was dominate possession, and they didn't really do that today.
No, they did have a slight edge in possession, but they didn't dominate it. And look, we're going to be honest and open here about what we're seeing on the field, mm-hmm. Garrett. This is a situation where you don't have to be scared of Atlanta United in the attack, right? With all due respect to TRA and Firmino and Dax McCarty, it's not as terrifying as the thought of Jakimakis and Almada coming at you. Mm-hmm. And so you can, and we talked about it before in the Five Stripes Countdown, like, what can Saba do when he's maybe a little bit more of the focal point of the defense? Mm-hmm. When he doesn't have space created because you have to focus on Almada and have to focus on Jakimakis. So it is a little bit different. And look, I don't think chemistry was the issue, but there is a drop down in quality. I think it's fair to say. No one's going to argue that. No. And when you have that, I just think teams are able to concern themselves differently than they would in terms of how they prepare their defense, especially in the midfield as well, as compared to when you have Almada and Jakimakis in there.
I did like what I saw at times from Dax McCarty, and not necessarily all the time with his play on the field. He was active. The way that he was communicative, and he was talking a lot. You could really see the experience. I mean, this is a guy with hundreds and hundreds of matches played in MLS, and it was pretty clear in the midfield why they go out and sign a guy like that. But somebody who is the complete antithesis of Dax McCarty is Noah Cobb. Do you see extra minutes for him down the line?
Yeah, I think you have to, right? I mean, I think there's some growth to be had from this game. But ultimately, I think he performed relatively well. I don't think you lost because of something that he did or did not do. I think he was involved in their first goal. It's my opinion that he maybe was a little hesitant to go to ground and slide from behind on there. But I thought there was an opportunity for him to touch ball, not man on that. But he doesn't go to ground there, and they eventually do create space. Ball gets by Brooks Lennon as well, and they find a goal. I thought there was an opportunity there. But that's something that maybe you look at film and say, hey, man, like, we're putting you in there because we trust you, and just follow your guts, follow your instinct. Play, react, don't think out there. Maybe that's still just part of him being a youngster, and that goes to the antithesis of what Dax McCarty's dealing with. It's so second nature to him that he's playing out there loose. I thought both of them performed relatively well. I thought there are moments of maybe pressure that got to them a little bit, but ultimately I felt they played pretty well. And to answer your question, with Gregerson probably out at least one more match, and we don't know the full extent mm-hmm. of the meniscus injury, with him out probably at least one more match, I would think that yes, but there's also the opportunity that potentially with Abram coming back in, maybe that's the play as well. But I don't think you necessarily make that change just because of what we saw from Cobb today.
Nope.
I thought he was good enough to stay in.
See, I think I would think that he's earned some more playing time. I mean, just given what we saw today, given what we saw in preseason, which, I mean, take preseason with a grain of salt. We're a month past from that, but he plays well, you know, and when he plays with the twos, with Atlanta United too, I mean, he has played well. And I think that if called upon, he will continue to play well. He's 18 years old. He's a future men's national team star. I'm very excited about what I've seen from him so far, and I'll say it again. He's 18 years old. But like I said, we're taking your questions on Twitter, at Abe Gordon, at GChap ATL. First one is going to come from Christopher Berg. This is a three-parter for you, Abe Gordon. First one, did they seem flat? And what do you
You know, I talked about it in the pregame show. I want them to have confidence, and I'd like to see a fast start. I don't think they were flat. It just, again, we're going to be honest here with you guys. I just don't think they had the top-end quality that they needed to get a road win in the MLS today.
No, I mean, look, you're down your best players.
And yeah.
Like, that's
five
and
of
that's
your
the
best
thing.
Players.
And this gets into this next question. It's like, more importantly, can they bury it in the rearview mirror and march forward? Yes, of course they can.
You got a home game?
You're coming back home. And you're playing a Chicago Fire team.
Very
that
beatable
you should
team.
Beat.
Bottom third of the table in the East.
Yeah,
Chicago
you should
is.
Win this match. Even if you have guys who are not full fitness, I still think that Atlanta United is going to be the superior side. I mean, look, this is one of those matches where probably for the few times all year that this is going to happen, where your top goal scorers, your top players, they're not quite to the level of your competition. And that's not going to happen to Atlanta United very often. Garth Lagerwey has said multiple times that we have MLS plus players across the pitch, right? And today is one of the few matches where that's not the case. So look, at the end of the day, these matches still count. Yes. They are going to matter in the standings. Yes. Am I going to take too much with this? No. No, I won't. I think they're going to put it behind him, and they're going to move forward, and I think they're going to be just fine. Maybe we're going to have some more of these players back in uniform again next weekend. But thank you for Christopher Berg for your questions. I have two more questions that we're going to get to here on the other side. Kevin, Chris, you're up next. If you have your questions, make sure you get them to us, at Abe Gordon, at GChap ATL. But Atlanta United does fall 2-0 up there in Toronto. This is the full-time report on Star 94.
Full-time!
This is the full-time report on Star 94. Feel good throwbacks.
Final couple of moments here on the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman on Star 94. Garrett, you found out a little bit of extra news. Just want to follow up one more part of Christopher Burke's three-part question we didn't get to was the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You and I felt that the wind probably played a little bit more of a problem than necessarily the temperature did. You have anything else on that?
So according to the AJC's Doug Robertson, he was talking to Brad Guzan after the match. He says that our keeper said there was ice on the field and on the ball at times. So that changes the concept of that weather. I mean, what we were saying earlier, you know, I mean, of course the weather affects both teams, and sometimes it affects teams differently based off of the manner in which you play. And look, Atlanta United likes to play that wide open style of football, right? So they love that open and free sort of feeling when they're out there and they get out and run. So I feel like the ball slows down when you have ice on it and when you have stuff on it, like whenever the elements are affecting you. It's kind of a bummer, but it's like at the end of the day, it affects both teams.
It also makes me want to go back and look at that second goal and look at the ball that was spilled by Goose a little bit and see, because
it's hard to catch. It's hard to hold on
to. There's a couple different aspects of where it bounces, stuff like that, that do make it difficult for a goalie. Speaking of Goose, Chris Hutchinson wrote us a little while ago and said, if it weren't for Goose, it could have been 5-0, could have been a total embarrassment. And Sidney and Bernadeschi, he actually enjoyed watching a little bit. I can't blame him, man. They had that trio of back heels it actually led to, and again, speaking of Goose, a great save as he tapped it over the bar, but it actually led to a near header goal from across. But that trio of back heels was pristine.
And that was one of my keys to the match, is find a way to stop the Italians. And I think ultimately Atlanta United did a pretty good job of that. I mean, at one point, these guys were some of the highest paid players in Major League Soccer before this guy named Lionel Messi came to Major League Soccer. But there's a reason that they're paid as much as they are. They're very good. They're very talented. They're awesome with the ball at their feet. And I think Atlanta United did a pretty good job quelling them today. I don't necessarily say that they were the reason that Toronto won this match, but I mean, when you have guys like that at the top, it creates problems, and especially when you have no idea where that ball is going to be coming. If you're coming off the back heel or the front or wherever, I mean, it makes it very difficult for any defense, much less one that's starting an 18-year-old at center back.
Final social media comment and question here, Garrett. Kevin wrote us and talked about the MLS potentially taking a look at finding a way to have a break when so many guys are leaving for international duty. That's something I'm sure has been talked about. I know Garth Lagerwey spoke about it a little bit last week, knowing that this was coming when he joined Mike and Jason in the booth. But maybe not yet, but there's going to be a time where you do have to take a much more serious look at the schedule and possible breaks.
The rest of the world does it, but the thing is with Major League Soccer is they aren't the rest of the world. They've made that painfully obvious just based off of the way that they've set up the calendar. I mean, the rest of the world has been playing since September. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. But look, the Major League Soccer has talked a lot about how schedule congestion is a problem, and it is. It's because you've introduced a brand new league, a League's Cup. You know, it's where Liga MX and Major League Soccer go up against each other, and we already kind of got that with the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and they wanted another competition, so they put it in there. So you have that plus US Open Cup. You have that plus, I mean, everything. I mean, plus MLS regular season play, you know? So it makes it a lot more difficult to avoid that match congestion, and that's the thing that Major League Soccer wants to avoid, and that's why you don't have prolonged periods of time where you don't have matches, and they want to avoid that as best they can.
I think they also want to avoid overloading midweek games, and I think that's the other aspect of it, because you throw too many Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday matches coming off of weekends and then heading into weekends. One, I think you'll start to see the wear and tear on players, but I think you'll also start to see a diminishing return in quality if you're running guys ragged a little bit too much. So it is a slippery slope in terms of, I agree, like I would love to have taken a pause here so we're not missing five starters, although four starters, Theon Gregerson hurt, would have been out anyways. But yeah, I would love to have had a pause, but I understand the reasons why, and that's something they're going to have to weigh a little bit on both sides of that. Well, it is a 2-0 defeat here, Garrett, for Atlanta United, but they are back at it next week. It is a return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the Chicago Fire, an afternoon game on Sunday. Look, you and I both feel, depending on who's back, depending on who's ready to roll in the lineup, even if it's not for a full 90, we are both optimistic. We talked about it all day. Not very optimistic heading into this match. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, there's only going to be a couple games all year where I'm like, I don't think United's getting any points today. Today was one of them. Yeah. I'm almost, even on road games, I'm almost always going to say I think they can get one. I think they'll find a way to get a point. Today was one of those ones where it seemed very unlikely to me. And so it is like you said, get this one in the rearview mirror, come home, get swinging, and get after it.
And look, at the end of the day, what you got to do is you have to be able to find a way to get results in matches like this. I am disappointed just because, I mean, I still think that there's enough quality on this roster to go up on the road and go get a result. I just do. And maybe it's just my blind optimism. Maybe that's what it is. But it's because I believe in guys like Sabalub Janica and John De Silva and everybody else. I think that should have been enough. I'm disappointed with the way it came out. I mean, Owusu and Spicer, I mean, like, they put the ball in the back of the net. Saba wasn't able to get it done. Derek Williams had another opportunity. And look, like you said, put it in the rearview mirror, move on to next week because Chicago Fire is coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and I know the Five Stripes are going to pack those stands, and we're going to have one of the best environments in all of Major League Soccer, and they got to come see us next week.
I will say this, Garrett, like, as we get to see some more teams in the MLS, I am interested in how things play out for Toronto this season. We mentioned it. They are tied for the fewest goals allowed in the MLS. They obviously hold home serve today. We were missing a lot of guys. They had a number of injuries too, and they didn't have their full squad as well. This is a team that was the worst in the MLS last year, and they are cruising towards the top of the table in the Eastern Conference right now. It's going to be very interesting to see if they can sustain what they're doing. Separate of what Atlanta United is doing, I will keep an eye on this squad.
Credit to John Herdman. That's all I have to say.
Except for full time.
Except for when he didn't go shake Gonzalo Pineda's hand, that's our own problem. But look, credit to John Herdman. He's done an admirable job. Early parts of the season, he's manager of the year, in my opinion, the old Canadian national team.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. Again, we're talking about five games. So
five games.
You got to rinse and repeat about eight more times over the course of that. But that's going to do it for Garrett Chapman. I'm Abe Gordon. We got Dom Trosky for Mike and Jason. Safe travels back here to Atlanta. Final score, Toronto FC 2 and Atlanta United 0. Next week, it is the Chicago Fire live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We will be back on 92.9 The Game. This has been the Full Time Report on Star 94.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game on Star 94.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.